CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 29th of August 2021. Here are the main news headlines. GQRP convention details announced. RSGB releases more online convention information. Farnham Web SD Art close. The GQRP Club has raised a detailed agenda for its online convention 2021, taking place on the 4th and 5th of September. The event comprises a series of online presentations and knowledge-sharing meetings where people can share ideas and ask questions. You can find the details at gqrp.com. The RSGB has announced further details of its online convention, which will be held on Saturday the 9th of October. The event will be streamed live on the Society's YouTube channel. Andrew Barron, ZL3DW, will present an entertaining talk about software-defined radio that re-evaluates what we mean by SDR. The talk is technical, but not too technical. No maths, well, not much. No software code and no vector diagrams. It's suitable for those who want to learn more about software-defined radio. Ray Novak, N9JA from ICOM, is well known in DXing circles. He'll look at the question of who you would like to be on a DXpedition that doesn't break the bank. He will help you get interesting ideas on how to have fun as if you were on a DXpedition to a rare entity, because your next amateur radio adventure could be as close as your local park. Whether you're new to amateur radio or you've been enjoying it for years, do put the 9th of October in your diary. You can find more about it on the RSGB website. The popular amateur radio web SDR in Farnham is to close in a few weeks due to a change of site ownership. It's hoped eventually to relocate to a new site, and the operators are asking for help to identify a suitable location. More at farnham-sdr.com. Ron White, G6LTT, has been co-opted as RSGB Regional Rep 9, London and Thames Valley, until the RSGB 2022 AGM. He can be contacted by email to rr9@rsgb.org.uk. Other appointments include Martin Hallard, G1TYV, who takes up the role of District Rep 52, Central and East Birmingham, and Lee Price, M5GWH, District Rep 55, Staffordshire. The Cambridge Repeater Group Foxton Rally is going ahead on Sunday the 19th of September, but there will not be a bring and buy. Car boot traders are welcome. See CambridgeRepeaters.net for details. If you're planning a visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park, please note the RSGB will continue asking visitors to wear a face mask or shield, unless exempt. This policy is in the interest of volunteer and visitor safety, as there is limited airflow and it can get crowded in the theatre and technology areas. The RSGB is actively looking to recruit additional volunteers to join the team, particularly at weekends. If you think you could have been, if this could be of interest to you, or you could be of interest to them, contact Martin, G0GMB, via email to Martin with a Y, martin.baker@rsgb.org.uk. Now for rally details and events. Before travelling to any rally or event, check the event's website for alterations or cancellations. As previously publicised, the Milton Keynes ARS Rally, originally to be held on the 29th of August, is cancelled. The organisers look forward to welcoming visitors again in 2022. The organisers of the Torbay Amateur Radio Society are very pleased to be able to confirm that the annual communications rally is going ahead today, the 29th of August. The event is being held at the Newton Abbott Racecourse site. Further details at tars.org.uk. The Huntingdonshire ARS Rally will take place on Bank Holiday Monday, the 30th, at Ernulph Academy St Neots, P192SH. Gates open for the public at 9 p.m. Free car parking, bring and buy, and indoor and outdoor stalls are available or at Hunts Hams, that's H-U-N-T-S hyphen hams.co.uk. The online GQRP convention takes place on the 4th and 5th of September, say cgqrp.com. The annual Telford Hamfest takes place on the 5th of September at the Harper Adams University campus near Telford in Shropshire. In addition to the usual wide range of traders and exhibitors, there will be presentations by three prominent speakers covering topics such as EME, Antennas and Ritty. The events open at 10:15 a.m. with talk-in via GB40HF. Details at telfordhamfest.org.uk. Now, the DX News, a group will be active as TM3U from the St. Markov Iota Islands, that is the St. Markov Islands, Iota reference EU081, until the 3rd of September. They'll operate CWSSB and digital on 80 to 6 metre bands. They also plan to be active on the QO100 satellite. All QSOs will be uploaded to ClubLog and confirmed automatically via the Bureau. Direct cards should be sent to ON8AZ, CEU081.BE for updates. MAT AF2F will again be active as AF2F/W4 from Hatteras Island, NA067, until the 4th of September. He'll operate CW and FT8 on the HF bands and Q65 on 6 metres, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. PACO EA7KNT plans to be active as D4SAL from SAL AF086 in Cap Verde until the 5th of September. Now for special event news, Nigel M0NJW will be active as GB1SAK between the 3rd and 5th of September during the St. Anne's Kite Festival, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. This special event station will run from the beach using a long wire supported by a kite, flying at a maximum of 60 metres above the ground. The Shropshire Linux Users Group is celebrating 30 years of their operating system with GB4TUX from the 4th of September. The call will be activated from the Telford Hamfest on the 5th of September. Members of Leyland and District Amateur Radio will be activating a disused 1950s passenger liner on the 4th and 5th of September. The TSS Duke of Lancaster is beached on the River Dee estuary, North Wales. The group will operate as GB1DOL with a mixture of SSB, CWFM and FT8 on HF and the 2-metre bands. Details are on QRZ.com. Members of the Air Training Corps from Surrey Wing will be operating GB80ATC at their annual field day at Brooklands Museum in Weybridge on the 4th of September. This marks the 80th anniversary of the Air Training Corps. The station plans to be operating on the 2-metre band using FM on the 80 to 12 metre bands depending on conditions. Operating will be between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. The Alabama Contest Group will operate a special event commemorating the victims of the 9/11 attacks. It will run from the 5th of September at 0000 UTC to the 12th of September at 2359 UTC. The call sign will be K4A and there will be a special QSL card. QSL with SASE to Bob Baudouin, WA1FCN. 9 Yankee 59 IND will be on the air celebrating Trinidad and Tobago's 59th Independence Day. Running until the 12th of September, it'll operate HFSSB, FT8, EME, DMR and D-Star. Schedule of activities can be found at 9y59ind.info. That's an email. It isn't an email address. I'm not sure what it is. I'll say it again. 9yankee59ind.info. Must be a web address. Riviera Amateur Radio Club will be running GB8BB in September in commemoration of those who served in the Battle of Britain. This year is the 80th anniversary. Now for contest news. When operating in contest, keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe following any recommendations that are appropriate. This weekend is Worldwide Digi DX Contest. It runs for 24 hours from 1200 UTC on the 28th to 1200 UTC on the 29th. Using FT4 and FT8 on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange is your four-character locator. Today, the 29th UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, the 144 megs FTH activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, the exchanger signal report and your 4-character locator. Also Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, exchanges your 6-character locator. On Saturday, the CWOP CW Open Contest runs for the full 24 hours, using the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger serial number and your name. There are 3 4-hour sessions to this contest. Next weekend is a busy one for contests. The SSB Field Day runs from 1300 UTC on the 4th to 1300 UTC on the 5th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number. The IARU Region 1 Field Day also runs 24 hours, 1300 UTC on the 4th, using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, exchanger signal report and serial number. 144 megs trophy contest also runs for 24 hours from 1300 UTC on the 14th, using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. The All Asian DX contest runs for 48 hours next weekend from 0000 UTC on the 4th. It is SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger signal report and your age, although ladies can just send 00. The second Fox Mike Hotel Portable Operations Challenge will take place on the 4th and 5th of September. Session 1 is 0800 to 1159 UTC. On the 4th, Session 2 is 1600 to 1959 UTC, also on the 4th. Session 3 is 0000 to 0359 UTC on the 5th. This contest uses the 10, 15, 20, 40 and 80 metre bands. CW phone and digital contacts are permitted. Full details from Fox Mike Hotel, that's written out in full, foxmikehotel.com/challenge. Next Sunday the 5th, the 5th 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, all modes 144 megs bands, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The Work to All Britain 144 megs QRO contest takes place on the 5th of September from 1000 to 1400 UTC, full rules on their website. Entries to be with the contest manager by the 15th of September. Mobile and portable categories have resumed, but the organisers ask that participants please act sensibly. Now for radio propagation, compiled from G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. They write, "We had another week with a quiet sun, but it wasn't as settled as you might think. The solar flux index was in the low to mid 80s, but the sun started to get very active. The first event was on Sunday, which saw a prominence eruption off the west limb that flung a coronal mass ejection, or CME, into space. Another eruption near active region 2859 also launched a large amount of plasma into space, but luckily it was not heading towards Earth. So by Thursday we had two large sunspot groups visible, with perhaps region 2860 looking more and more active as it grows. Any potential CME activity occurring as a result of any solar flare this weekend will likely end up hitting the Earth. DX was a little sparse, but there were some nuggets to be had. Joseph, PA3BT, on holiday in Tanzania, was workable on 15 as 5 India 3 Bravo, and Parsi, OJ0W, on Market Reef, supplied CW QSOs for many stations on a mix of bands, including 80 metres. Gary, G0FWX, on the 10 metre UK Net Facebook group, reported hearing Australia on 10 metre FT8 last week. Gary said, "I started working VKs in the middle of September on SSB last year, but this is a good sign." Next weekend, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the mid-70s with many settled geomagnetic conditions. Friday the 3rd is the exception, when the KP index is set to rise to 4. Maximum usable frequencies are starting to rise a little, thanks to seasonal changes with the 18 megs band and even 21 megs, often open during the daytime. These openings will likely firm up as we head towards mid-September and head into autumn's ionospheric conditions. Now for VHF and up. High pressure looks very likely to dominate the weather charts for the coming week and will continue the tropo-themed weather pattern of the last few days. Unlike sporadic east, tropo tends to be long-lasting, but is usually better overnight and across sea paths like the North Sea or across Biscay to Spain and beyond to EA8. Don't forget to try modes other than FM and FT8, such as SSB or CW, and do call CQ if the band is quiet. Sporadic E itself is looking less exciting as we head to the end of the current summer season. Fleeting events can still happen, and 10 metres will carry the most traffic, with just the odd foray onto 6 metres on a good day. Meteor scatter via random meteors is usually at its best in August, so keep looking around dawn to benefit from the pre-dawn enhancement. This is caused by the day side of Earth rotating into the flux of meteors in the orbital plane. There's just one small meteor shower this week, peaking on the 1st of September, the Origids, which have a low zenithal hourly rate of just 6. The moon reaches apogee on Monday, so path losses will be at their highest for the month. On the positive side, peak declination occurs on Thursday, so we have high peak elevations over 60 degrees, meaning less ground noise at VHF, and long moon visibility windows. And that's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me. Until next week.